So here is also emphasizing on that the efficacy of taking this refuge. He said that you are, once you take this refuge, you are protected from all kinds of dangers, you are protected from all kinds of negative forces, and also all kinds of hostile vibrations. And also he's telling that you are protected from the four woeful world, that is the four lowest planes of existence. Once you take refuge, definitely you can get rid of being born in those four planes, which is the lowest, the planes of the hell, the planes of animal, the planes of hungry ghost, and the planes of titan. So these are the four lowest planes. All of us were very, very frightened, and he says that if you take refuge once, definitely you will never be reborn in those four planes of existence, and you are also protected, that is your security, that you have got your security out of the four lowest planes of existence.
So
he said that after taking the refuge, when we will die, that definitely we will enter into the higher planes, that is the planes of the deities, and in that plane there are other deities also residing, but the one who enters in that plane of deities after taking refuge, they are much more superior than the deities who enter without taking the refuge in the three gems. And how they are superior? So he is explaining that they are very, very superior from all those deities. They are there, they are superior at least in many respects, at least in 10 respects. So, how they are superior? The five aspects, he's telling that the nuts or the deities, those with the refuge, they are superior. First of all, that their span of life is much more longer. They are happier, and also in their look, in their appearance, also they are much more, you see, better looking. And also in their wealth, possessing the wealth, also they are much more richer and wealthier than the others. And also they have good order, good command in that plane of existence. So that all the deities after taking refuge who enter the that plane, these five, that they have the celestial sense organ, the celestial eyes, the celestial ear, the celestial nose, the celestial tongue, and the celestial body. They are not, they don't have the ordinary sense organ, and their sense objects also, they have the celestial, they can see the objects, their visibility is celestial, and their audibility is also celestial. They, in their taste also, they are celestial, and also in their smell, they are celestial, and in their touch also, they are celestial. So in this 10 respect, they are superior than all those deities who are there already residing, but without taking refuge.
So
he's telling that leave aside those deities entering into the higher planes of existence. If you try and have this unshakable faith in the three gems, you all can easily enter this path consciousness and fruit consciousness. That is the me and po. Me means for the path, and po is for the fruit. So you all can easily get both this consciousness. That is, you can attain your goal, your
enlightenment. ไอ้ตระหนักบัตรก็สุดาเตยยกกว่าเอมตันต้องแต่ดูเว้ยต้องสุเตยที่เดียวต้องตาเลยที่ตระหนักบัตรก็เตยรอพระอนัตเปียวย่อติรอฮ้อรอมเออพระสุรโหมิ้วรอดิก็พระก็แก่เป็ดเต็มญาติพระสุรโหมิ้วรอดิสุดางาบาดิลาลงนี้สิเว้ยเตยตู้เดียวก็ทุจุมิ้วรอตอกนี่รอตู้หลุได้ก็เว้ยแก่เป็ดเต็มเปียวสุนี่แต่ทุต้วยมาตู้เตยได้ก็พระก็นัตเปียวย่อติรอฮ้อรอมเออพระก็แก่เป็ดเต็มกายาติ
So he's telling a story about a person during the time of the Buddha, a person who was known as Tarana Upataka. That is, he had that faith in that Tarana, that is the three gems. He was called even Tarana Upataka. He was the worshipper of the three gems. And so, but that man, he was a great drunkard. And he used to drink and drink and drink. Even just before the moment of his death, even he drank. And so people used to think about his future. What will happen with this drunkard? He drinks so much. And when he died, he entered the higher planes of existence, that the planes of the deities. So he entered because people were so curious, they were so eager to know the consequence of this man who drank to the last moment. So all of them, they went to the Buddha and asked, inquired about this man, and the Buddha said that he has already entered in the plane of the deities. And so the people, they started criticizing the Buddha, how it can be possible for a man who was such a big drunkard, and after his death, he entered into that higher planes. How can it be possible? So they started gossiping about the Buddha, started telling all bad things about the Buddha.
มานามิกะตั่วจ่าเรามะกันเนาะพะยาโหตั้วส่องเดไปแล้วส่องตั่วอะศีพะยาอะศีพะยาสุรโหมิ้วโหดิกะอะศีพะยาโหแก่เป็ดตินนี่เด้บ่าจองโนที่ตระหนักบัตตะกะตั่วเตยยกโหลนต้องบาเลเนศีพะยานับอยู่ยอดติโหรอบะตู้มะไม่ยอมจาบูพะยาเอ้ตู้ตระหนักโกตินะจาบีเด้เตยยะดิบะเนแม่ยาต้อดาบาพี่บิรอนับอยู่ยอดตั้วเด้เนาะเอ้อถ้าจองบ่มีกุเลอาวิเตมิพะละวะกัมมะโตมะละกัมมะตะวิปะกะ ปฏิปทาอัตตโรวิปากตังอกตังกโรติภูมิอาคังนะกุตุกุตุโกอวิเตอัตตโรติสิโตปรวะกัมมะอาจิโรกุตุกันติโตปะละกัมมะตะอานิโรอกุตุกายวิปากังโจโกปฏิปาติโรตามิภิสิยุอะตะโนมิมิวิปากังโจติโรโอกตังกุโยกโรติภูมิเอตุวะอิมนะอาคังนะอาจิโร.
So after hearing all these things, the prince, the Mahanama, he came down from the world of the 33 gods and he said that I must go and see the Buddha. People talking all bad things about him, and so he went to the Buddha and asked, why all your people are telling all stories and telling that you have told that that drunkard has already attained the stages of sainthood. He has become a stream winner, Tathavan. How it is possible? So Lord Buddha started explaining him, the prince, now listen, the amount of spirit, the liquor that he drank, that is nothing in compare to the faith he has in those three gems, because when you will just find out the attributes of the three gems, when you will add up all those attributes, those are much, much more than what he has taken. Just think about all those attributes of the Buddha, the attributes of the Dharma, and the attributes of the Sangha, and those attributes, they are even immeasurable in compared to what he has taken. Therefore, he has not only entered the higher planes of existence, but he has already become a stream winner. So another inspiring story he's telling about that during the time of the Buddha, another Buddha, that is the Buddha which is called the Vipatti Buddha, during that time there was a a man who was very poor. And during that time, during that Buddha's time, the lifespan of the people used to be very long because people were very righteous and they used to lead a very, good life. Therefore, their span of life was also very long. And at that time, also, a man who started repenting because he had to support his blind mother and father, that is his parents, and at the same time to meet his both the end was so difficult for him. So he said that, look, I have not done any meritorious deed in my life. All my friends, they did so many good things, and as for me, I even have not given any alms to a bhikkhu even. I have not done any kind of meritorious deed, and what will happen with me, I don't know.
အဲ့လိုပြင်နေတဲ့အခါမှာရဟန်းဘာကသူတရဏဂုံပေးလို့ကိုပြောတဲ့တရဏဂုံပေးလို့တရဏဂုံဆောက်တည်ရတယ်တည်သည့်အချိန်မှာနတ်ပြရောက်သွားတော့သူတရားမင်းကြီးပဲဆက်ခါဆက်ခါပြန်အချိန်မှောင်80ဆယ်တော့တရဏဂုံရဲ့ကျိုးအဲ့ဒါတော့တရားမင်းအဖြစ်အချိန်မှောင်80ဆယ်ပြီဆိုတည်ပြီးတကလားလူပြရောက်လာတဲ့အခါကျတော့လည်းလေးကျုံလုံးကိုဆိုတဲ့ဆက်ချာမင်းဖြစ်ကဆက်ခါဆက်ခါပြန်90ငါးချေးကြီးတော့တရဏဂုံရ ရေထွက်ပိုင်းချမရှိဘူး90နဲ့တကပါပါလုံးအပေလေးပါးကိုလည်းသူတကတစ်ခေါက်မှမရောက်ခဲ့ဘူးတဲ့ဒီလိုမြင့်မြတ်တဲ့အဖြစ်မှမြင့်မြတ်တဲ့အဖြစ်ကြီးပဲလက်ပါဆောင်ဖြစ်ပြီးတကလားဒီကဘာရောက်လို့ဒုဗျာရှင်ဖွင့်တော်မူတဲ့အခါကျတော့သူခုနှစ်နှစ်သားလေးနဲ့ရန်တာဖြစ်ရတယ်တဲ့တဏ္ဍကုံရဲ့အချိုးအမတန်များတဲ့အကြောင်းကိုသူကဟောပြတယ်
So how he even was thinking what to do because all my friends, they did all the meritorious deed and here I haven't done anything. While he was repenting, a monk was passing by and he heard. And so he, as he was hearing, the man was repenting, he gave him the refuge. And as soon as he took the refuge, even he didn't last long, he died. And he entered the plane of the deities, and there he was thinking that what I have done, that I'm here. And not only that, he became the king of that world, that is heavenly world, for 75 times. And then again when he was born in this, our Buddha's time, he was born in this world, and he repeatedly became the king of the four directions for 80 times. During that 91 cycle, he never entered into any lower planes of existence. And during the last Buddha's time, he was born again. And at the age of 7, he became an arahat and he started teaching about the benefit of taking the refuge.
Orodoku te tamila wa tamila sa daga de wa ane 50 pa lo tu daga ne tai mwe ni da ane 50 se ro tu de song de ku werana swa lo aya ga ma tha aya ma tha ne ba de tu daga ma ga si lo le ne pyo ni de ho wa yan na ba jwa la de yan na ba jwa la ro a sin ho wa yan na ba jwa la de de lo pyo de ka ja ro nga ane 50 si bi ဒီရန်ကိုငါကလည်းမမြင်ဘူးသူကလည်းမမြင်ဘူးငါလည်းမသိဘူးသူကလည်းမသိဘူးသူကျေးဇူးလည်းမရှိဘူးငါကျေးဇူးလည်းမရှိဘူးသွားပြောကျေးဆိုတော့ဓမ္မကသွားပါဟောကြတာသူပြောဆိုတော့မပြောပါကတော်ဆုံးပါတယ်ပြောဆောက်ထားတဲ့ခါကျတော့ဒါရကဘယ်နဲ့နေတော့လို့မေးတယ်ဒါရကတော့လို့အားနေနေပါပြီဒီဝရမထမြောက်မှာမဟုတ်ပါဘူးလက်ကျွာလာတော့အနာရတော့ခင်ဗျားထိုင်ပြီးတော့မထားကတိလာမြတ်မဆောက်တည်လို့လောင်းမေးတော့ဆောက်တည် ီးတော့ဒါတဲရောတဲတိချက်တော့နတ်ပြည်ရောက်သွားတော့နတ်ပြည်ရောက်တဲ့အခါကျတော့တော်တော်လုံးပါလား
He's telling another story about a man called Damila. Damila, he did only one trade in his life, and that is he did fishing. And at the age of 50, he became seriously ill, and he was bedridden, and he was repenting on the bed and telling his wife, all my life I did only one job, and that is I did fishing, and I have not done any good thing besides fishing. And what have I, what I'm getting now? Nothing. So the wife was just listening and listening, and she came out. And when she came out and she saw just in front of their gate, a bhikkhu was waiting. And as usual, the bhikkhu was asking the wife, how is your husband? The wife said that my husband is very serious this time. I don't think so he will make it. So the bhikkhu said, can I come in and see him? So she said, I'll just go and inform about your arrival here. Let me go inside. And so she went inside and told the husband, and the husband said that, what's the use of bringing him inside? I do not know him, he does not know me. I do not owe him anything, he does not owe me anything. What's the use of bringing him inside? And now this is, the situation is so critical. So the wife was a wise wife. So she went outside and just told the monk, she just prostrated him and telling the monk that this is my alms for the day for both of us. I have nothing else, and only thing is that he is very seriously ill. And the monk said, I'm coming inside. She opened the gate and he entered straight in the patient's room and asking the fisherman that, have you taken any tila? Have you taken any kind of precepts? So the patient said, no. Do you like to take any? So he said, yes. And when he agreed to take, first he gave the refuge, and after giving the refuge, he also gave the precepts. But after taking all these, the man passed away immediately, and Even he did not get time to observe any kind of virtues, any kind of precepts. So as he died, he entered into the higher planes of existence, and he was thinking, what have I done? Why I'm here?
Hey, now be here, ma. I bought your nappy, I want to cheer the Katama. Oh, the Yay Kong Jesu, the Chiwara, Jesu Tim Yabar, Matrano, Saltier than a nappy, Yawari. My simple Pumia got a woman of Senabiro, Malamakan, I see good at Kajaro, Timber to the old lady. The Biro is Sibangabadi Labida, the Mila Tagavia. I did pay out little middle. The Biro ten nappy, young never the beer. A simple Mabadi Lacha, my Pedro CMJ, the Biro a tete pong, young Baguro, Taranago Molo. Abo, Satu Maria Maniava de Piaro, Sautabi de Gala, Sico de Pianqua de Ede. Edu Emirat sold that you take away. Titanago Gudu Acono Ajiro, Truma Miguya Ataya, Plaumia Yatanur, Tivo to Yago Tausa de Pi, Maru Leve, Igedu Yama Vesura, Yo Yo Gi Wamia Wandre, Titanago Sautijao.
So he's telling that when he was thinking how he has entered this plane of the deities, so he at once reflected back and he could see that, oh, I've taken the refuge and I didn't get time even to observe any kinds of virtue. Because of that refuge, today I'm here. So he said that I must go down and pay my respect to that monk. So he came down and the monk was so surprised seeing the man after so many years. What happened with you? Where did you go? So the fisherman said, after taking refuge, even I did not get any time to observe any kind of virtue, but I am in that plane of the deities, which is called the Chatur Maharaja. So I am there. And so the monk was telling that, oh, you are there. So I am here only just to show my gratitude and to pay my respect to you. I did not even observe any kind of precepts, but still I'm there. It is because of the refuge. And so Paya is telling that if we have this kind of unshakable faith in the refuge, then we can also very easily, if these people, they can attain all these stages, why we cannot also attain? So let us have that kind of unshakable faith in the three gems, and let us try and take the refuge in the three gems too.
Alun Sotioya, Pibiso, Alun Lejabo.
He will say,
Isa Adin Katawa. Aha Adana. Bodata. Neya Demi. Dhammata. Neya Demi. Tangata. Neya Demi. Sivita. Priyantikam. Bodhantranangisami. Sivita. Priyantikam. Dhammantranangisami. Sivita. Priyantikam. Tangantranangisami. Dutiyampi. Tatiyampi. Isa Adinkatwa. Yenego asabhyuye. Aha Adana. Mimi Kogo. Bodhata. Nyaswabhyaya. Neya Demi. Ane. Ludambayi. Dhammata. Tiaro A. Neya Demi. Ane. Ludambayi. Tangata. Tangaro A. Neya Demi. Ane. Ludambayi. Sivita. Priyantikam. At the Sundi Dayang. Bodham. Yaswabhyago. Tranang. Uwe Yahuye. Kesami.
Sami,
Sikabai,
Sikabai,
Siwita,
Siwita,
Priyantikam,
Priyantikam,
Ate Songdi Dayao,
Ate Songdi Dayao,
Dhamma,
Dhamma,
Dyaromyaku,
Dyaromyaku,
Taranam,
Taranam,
Uweya Huye,
Uweya Huye,
Kisami,
Kisami,
Sikabai,
Sikabai,
Siwita,
Siwita,
Priyantikam,
Priyantikam,
Ate Songdi Dayao,
Ate Songdi Dayao,
Nangam,
Tangaromyaku,
Taranam,
Uweya Huye,
Kesami, Sikabai, Ayatinega Sangaro, Taranamu Tibilo, Alu Majujavu.
He's telling that from today onward, all of us, we have taken our refuge in the three gems. Please keep it in your mind. Now he will give the precepts. Please follow.
Panadi Bada,
Panadi Bada,
Viramani Dekabadan,
Viramani Dekabadan,
Namadi Yami,
Namadi
Yami, Adena Dana,
Adena Dana,
Viramani Dekabadan,
Viramani Dekabadan,
Namadi Yami,
Namadi Yami,
Kami Du Meza Sara,
Kami Du Meza Sara,
Viramani Dekabadan,
Viramani Dekabadan,
Namadi Yami,
Namadi Yami,
Muta Wada,
Muta Wada,
Viramani Dekabadan,
Viramani Dekabadan,
Namadi Yami,
Namadi Yami,
Tura,
Tura,
Mireya,
Mireya,
Meza,
Meza,
Amadatana,
Amadatana,
Viramani Dekabadan,
Viramani Dekabadan,
Namadi Yami,
Namadi Yami,
Hidame Bonya,
Yami Bonya,
Adwekaya,
Adwekaya,
Ahodu,
Ahodu,
Titrane, Nadabesing, Adranda Dugankatua, Abamadi, Natamadita,
Abamadi.
ကောင်းလို့ဆိုလားနာဘူးကောင်းလို့ဆိုလားအဲအဲအဲမုဒ္ဒဝါဒဆိုတာမောင်မောင်နဲ့စကားကိုမပြောမဆိုကောင်းဘူးသူရမေတော့တေးရကလည်းမတောင်းကောင်းဘူးဒီငါးပါးကလေးကိုတေးတိတိကျကျလုံချောစောစောထင်းထင်းနေလို့ရှိရင်အသက်တရားနေရတဲ့သူတွေမြတ်ပြီးတဲ့အသက်တရားပဲနေရတော့လဲပဲတိတိလားတေးရမှာလုံချောစောစောထင်းထင်းကြီးကမဆွမ်းနေလို့ရှိရင်တေးတဲ့စောစောထင်းထင်းကြီးတေးရတဲ့သူတွေမမြတ်ဘူးတဲ့အဲ့ဒါကြောင့်ခါဦးစ
He's telling that the five precepts is to abstain from killing, abstain from stealing, to abstain from the misuse of the senses, to abstain from telling lies, and to abstain from taking any kind of drug, spirit, liquor, intoxicant. So he's telling that to abstain from killing, it is that not to kill. Even the tiniest creature is better not to kill. And also he's telling that not to steal. What is not given to you, we should not take. If we do that, then it is stealing. And then he's telling that the misuse of the senses, that is to bring unhappiness in somebody's family, to spoil somebody's daughter, to spoil somebody's son, it is also very bad, unwholesome. And then he's telling that to abstain from telling lies, that is, if our speech is wrong, then is something telling lie. And then the last one is to not to take any kind of intoxicant. That is, if we take intoxicant, that means our mind becomes deluded.
So,
So he's telling that if we can observe these five precepts, only five precepts, only one day in our life, then that will make our life very meaningful, and to at least keep one day that is living long life but not keeping this virtue has no meaning, just to keep one day and to see the benefit of keeping these, you see, virtues. And then he's telling that keeping these five virtues means you are doing a great charity. And this charity is not an ordinary charity. The charity is called the Mahadana. Why it is Mahadana? Because you are doing something which is exceptional. It is not an ordinary dana, it is not an ordinary charity, but it is a great sacrifice, it is a great charity you are doing.
Day. เออเมษยาจ้องสิเดอศีเปียตะบี้ตัวรู้ข้อกุสอบเปียตีละบาบาลูลุอศีเปียมหาทานะဖြစ်ပါတော့ဒီလိုเมษยาจ้องสิเดလူတွေတဲ့ဘာလို့တော့အပရိမာဏနာတတ္တနာအဘယံဒေတိအဝရံဒေတိအဘယပဇံဒေတိတဲ့အတိုင်းမတိစိစိမတ္တဝဟူတဝေတို့ကိုဘေးမရှိတို့ဘယ်လူတဲ့ရံမရှိတို့ဘယ်လူတဲ့ကြောင်းညာဆွေးမှုမရှိတို့
Once the disciple of the Lord Buddha asked him, why it is, why you call that this is a Mahadana? So his Lord Buddha explained the disciple, it is Mahadana, it is a great charity because you are trying to do such a sacrifice that you are giving the life, you are not killing, you are not even taking life of anything. That means you are also doing a great charity by observing these virtues. Therefore, it is a Mahadana.
A Mahadana Lulose, Mesia Chamsi, Mahadana Lulose, Palamia Kudu Yamar, Palamia Judi Yamar, through Mesia Chamsi, Shiro Bea or the Chitaru, Yokama, Lulisi, a teacher, Mimiaso, Padurone. အရှင်မြတ်လောကမှာဆိုရင်လေးချုံလုံးကိုဆိုတဲ့စัจ္ချမေဆိုတာလူမတော်စီးစိန်အကြည့်ချက်အမြင့်မြတ်ဆုံးပါပဲဗျာလူမတော်ကုံပါပြီဆုံးပါပြီပြန်လို့ဆောင်းထားတဲ့အခါကျတော့အေးလေးချုံလုံးဆိုတဲ့စัจ္ချမေစီးစိန်ဆိုတာဟောဒီငါပြတယ်လက်တက်ခဲလောက်ကြီးတာဘုရားခဲကောက်ပြတယ်ငါပြန်လက်တက်ခဲလောက်သာရှိတာတဲ့ဒီငါမတိလာမာဒနာလှူတဲ့သူမဲ့ရှေ့ဖြစ်ရမယ်ဘဝကြခံစားရမယ်စီးစိန်ဟိမုတ္တတတော်
lot of benefit, lot of merit one can accumulate by observing these five precepts. And what kind of, you see, benefit, what kind of merit one can get out of observing these five precepts? So Lord Buddha asked all his disciples, now tell me, who is the richest among all the human beings? Who is the richest? So the disciple said that, of course, the King Sakya, who is the monarch of all the four, you see, direction, and he is the universal monarch. Who can be richer than him? So he said that, you all think that King Sakya is the richest and no one can be richer, more richer than him? So Lord Buddha said, his wealth, his riches, these are nothing in compare to the richness that one can accumulate by observing the five precepts. His wealth is just like a little game in stone. It is just like a little stone in compared to the merit that one can accumulate, one can acquire by observing the five precepts. One's merit is as much as the mountain Himalaya. As the Himalaya is the, when you talk about Himalaya, it is something so great in compared to just the rock, the wealth of that king Sakha.
And he moved out of the sea, Yatalusia, and the Pelu, Chichu, Mumu, Pipi Kanga, Shulutanda, Macomacania, Pomianida, Dilunapsi, and Macomiabi, Rula, Major.
So Lord Buddha said, don't you think that you all don't like to accumulate that kind of merit like that mountain Himalaya? Because whatever you want, you can get and give to the people, and that mountain Himalaya will never end. You can take any amount from there. So don't you like to be like mountain Himalaya?
No. Yajin Yahula.
Don't you like to become that? He's asking you.
Yajin Yahula. Yajin Mada Naju Lujabuli. Part of the Yatsama Mokomuno. Part of the Yatsama Mokomuru, Yaju Lujabuli.
So he said that if you want to accumulate that amount of merit, try and keep up, observe at least five virtues.
อ่าหมาดาเราเสร็จไปแล้วมั้ยไอ้พญาก็เล็ดแต้บนมามีหมดตินปะเลยชิตตาโหงาพญาเล็ดแต้บนมีหมดเมียนจ้ามีมาเลยเปียเอากะมาปริเมียชื่อเมียนจ้ามีมาเลยเปียพญาก็เมียอ่ะอศีเปียอศีเปียเล็ดแต้บนเมียมีหวยมะโคหลอกบ่เอากะมาปริเมียชื่อสุดามะเยมะต่วนเนาะอารมณ์มะเมียปะบาเลยเปียสอดท้าได้กาจาโหเอ๊ะงาบะดีละลงเนี่ย
So he is giving, that Lord Buddha gave an example at that time to all the disciples who were, you know, sitting in front of him, said he just picked up little bit of dirt in his nail and asking them, what do you see in my nail? They said, dirt. Which is more, the dirt in my nail or the dirt in the entire universe? So which is more, they said. They said, the dirt in your nail, how can we even compare? It is nothing. And the dirt in the entire universe, how can you even compare with your so little thing? So he said that, now just imagine those people, those who observe these five virtues, those people in number only this much. And those who do not keep these five precepts, those who do not observe these virtues, these are all these people.
เออตะกาเตียนปะเนี่ยเลตะบ่มีหมดตะกาเตียนปะเนี่ยชิตตาโหงาเปียเลตะบ่มีหมดเมียนจ๋าเมียนมาเลยเปียหอกก็มาปริเมียชื่อโหเมียนจ๋าเมียนมาเลยเปียเปียก็เมียโหอศีเปียอศีเปียเลตะบ่เมียเมียหูยบ่ขอหรอกบ่เอมะตะมาเน้บ่บาเลยหอกก็มาปริเมียชื่อสุดาเมียไม่ต่วนเนาะ
So again he picked up little dirt in his fingernail and asking all his disciples, which is more? Try and compare the dirt in my nail and the dirt in the entire universe. Which one is more? So the disciple said that, oh Lord, how can we even compare this? The dirt in you are picking so little. So he is telling that the human life is so precious because all these people, those who enter the lowest is the plane of existence, these are the people, and the human birth is only this. The human life is so precious. So he said that all those people, they enter into the four planes of existence, the lowest planes of existence, hell and all, those are the people in this Mahabhumi that is on the earth, what you see. And very few, what you see on my nail, these are the people, they keep the five precepts, that is Angavatila. Those people, only, these are the only few.
အဲ့ဒီလားနေပါလေပြီးပြီအဲ့တော့ဘုရားဟုတ်ပါပြီလို့ပြတ်လို့ဟိုတရားပြောမှတော့ဘာလို့ထောက်ချင်တော့ဘုရားနေဟိုနေနောက်မှာတတိပ္ပဏနောက်မှာဟောပါဦးမယ်ညနေအများပါဘူးဟိုဟိုအဲ့တော့ကိနေတော့ကိနေမှာအဲ့ဒါထုတ်လို့ရှိရင်တရားဆိုတာအမြင့်မှုထောက်ရစိတ်ကိုတခြားမသွားအောင်ဟိုတခြားသွားမဲ့အတွက်တမျိုးပြတမျိုးဒီလိုထုတ်ရင်ဖြစ်တယ်နော်
ကျွန်တော်မြေတမျိုးပြင်တမျိုးထုတ်ရင်ဖြစ်တယ်နောက်ရပိသမမူလကမ္မဋ္ဌာန်းပြန်ကောက်ရတယ်ဘာဖြစ်လို့လာကဖြစ်ကုန်လို့ဒီတခုအထုတ်နေလို့ရှင်တို့ကြပြင်လာလှုပ်ဖြစ်ခြင်းတယ်အဲ့တော့တရားလှုပ်ပြင်ဟိုဘက်ကကူပြီးတော့အထုတ်ဘက်ကလည်းကူပြီးတော့အထုတ်အဲ့လိုဖြစ်နိုင်တယ်အဲ့ဒါကြောင့်ကူမြင်နေကြတဲ့အတွက်သူတို့ပြေးထားတယ်မို့လားအဲ့တော့အရင်ကမဆက်ပါဘူးဘာမှမပြရသေးဘူးအခု ပါနာပါနာရောပါတော့ပြရမလားဗျာမတည်ဘူးဖေးရတဘောလေ
အနာမနာအနာမနာပါတော့လေအနာမနာဖြစ်တယ်ကိုဟိုပဲအရာကင်းတယ်တွားတာကင်းတယ်မောကင်းတယ်ဆိုတော့ဟောအဲ့ဒါလေးကလွယ်လေးလွယ်လေးစိတ်လည်းတည်လွယ်တယ်ကိုနာနာတရားကိုလည်းသင်ရှာရတယ်သင်စားရတာအဲ့ဒါကြောင့်အဲ့ဒီဟိုစိတ်တဏှုပါဒနာရှိဥစ္စာကိုထုတ်ဆန်းကြအောင်လို့ပြောမယ်နော်အခုထုတ်မဲ့ဥစ္စာစိတ်တဏှုပါဒနာတဲ့ကိုနောက်တော့ပြောတဲ့ကာဏှုပါဒနာရှိနေပဲစိတ်တဏှုပါဒနာထုတ်ပုံကိုဒီလိုပြောဟောတာဝိတရာကမှာစိတ်တံဝိတရာကစိတ်တံဒီပဇာနာတိဝိတရောတံမှာစိတ်တံဝိတရောတံစိတ်တံဒီပဇာနာတိဝိတမောဟစိတ်တံဝိတမောဟစိတ်တံဒီပဇာနာတိဒီလိုအရာကိုစိတ်ကိုတေချာကြည့်ထားမယ်အရာကလည်းမဖြစ်ဘူးဒေါသလည်းမဖြစ်ဘူးမောဟလည်းမဖြစ်ဘူးအဲ့တော့ရာကကင်းတယ်ဒေါသကင်းတယ်မောဟကင်းတယ်ရာကကင်းတယ်ဒေါသကင်းတယ်မောဟကင်းတယ်ထွက်တဲ့ဝင်တဲ့အာတန်နဲ့တူမြတ်ထွက်တဲ့ကံမှာရာကကင်းတယ်နှောက်ဝင်တဲ့ကဒေါသကင်းတယ်နှောက်ထွက်တဲ့ကမောဟကင်းတယ်ထူးထွက်တဲ့လေသူ့အတူဝင်တဲ့လေကပ်ပြီးတော့ထုတ်သွားလို့ရှိရင်ထိတိမိမိလည်းရှိတယ်ပြီးတော့ခြေလှမ်းနဲ့လည်းတွားနေတယ်ဘယ်လှမ်းနဲ့ရာကကင်းတယ်နှောက်ညာဘက်ကလည်းဒေါသကင်းတယ်နှောက်ဘက်ကလည်းမောဟကင်းတယ်ဟောရာကကင်းတယ်ဒေါသကင်းတယ်မောဟကင်းတယ်ရာကကင်းတယ်ဒေါသကင်းတယ်မောဟကင်းရာကဒေါသမောဟကုန်သွားတယ်ဒီနိဗ္ဗာန်ရသွားတာပဲတောက်ပါတိတဲ့နိဗ္ဗာန်ဆိုတာအဲ့ဒါကိုခေါ်တယ်ဟောတောက်ပါတိတဲ့နိဗ္ဗာန်ရာဂဒေါသမောဟမရှိရင်ကင်းသွားရင်ကုန်သွားရင်ခြုံငိမ့်သွားရင်ဒါတောက်ပါတိတဲ့နိဗ္ဗာန်ရသွားပြီ။တောက်ရာဂကင်းတဲ့ဒေါသကင်းတဲ့မောဟကင်းတဲ့ရာဂကထွက်တဲ့ထွက်တဲ့ဝင်တဲ့နဲ့ကပ်ပြီးတော့ထုတ်စီပါ။ထွက်တဲ့ကရာဂကင်းတဲ့နောက်ဝင်တဲ့ကဒေါသကင်းတဲ့နောက်ထွက်တဲ့ကမောဟကင်းတဲ့ကိုယ်စိတ်ကိုတေချာကြည့်တာ။ဟောလားတေချာမြင်နေတာပဲ။ဖြစ်လာလို့ရှိရင်ရာဂဖြစ်ရင်ဖြစ်တယ်ဒေါသဖြစ်ရင်ဖြစ်တယ်မောဟဖြစ်ရင်ဖြစ်တယ်ဒါလိုသိဖို့ပဲ။မှတ်ပြီလား။ငယ်ရတယ်မြတ်မြတ်
So, Pia is giving the meditation instruction because he knows that many of you have already, I think here, most of you know about the meditation here and doing also practice. So he's telling that there are different kinds of practice, but then this practice, that is the Chittanupasana, that is of watching your own mind and when you will watch your own mind, you will find that even you can watch your own mind as you will breathe in and breathe out. You will see that mind is not at all, you see, calm, not at all steady, not at all still. Mind is wandering here and there. And so when you will breathe in and breathe out, at that time you will see that raga, that is so many sensuous desires coming up. As soon as you will watch that the desire has come up, the sensual desire has come up, you must know that it has come up and you must be aware of that and you must watch that raga has come up, raga has appeared. And as you will do that, you will find that has disappeared. So same thing, as you will breathe in, breathe out, along with the breathing, you can see that as soon as it disappears, you breathe in, that it has disappeared, breathe out, it has disappeared. It may again reappear. So with your breathing also, you can do this kind of meditation. That is, if it reappears again, so you have to say the raga kine, raga, and breathe out raga kine. That means the sensuous desire has appeared. And then kine, it has disappeared. As soon as it disappeared, you must be aware. So while you are breathing in and breathing out, even with your breathing in and breathing out, you can do this very simple practice. And he's telling that with this raga, which is sensuous desire, dodha, which is ill will, anger or aversion, and moha, which is illusion, delusion, dullness, deception. These three, if you can get rid of, then definitely you can attain your nibbana, which is called the nibbana remaining with the basis. You may have your body, you may have your, you see, this upadi, that is your khanda, your body will be there, but you will be an enlightened being. But the main thing is that you must get rid of this sensuous desire, ill will, and delusion. So please repeat with him. He likes to hear that you all are repeating. So please repeat with him. When you will do the walking meditation, even with your walking, if the sensual desire appears, then you must be aware that it has appeared. And if it disappears, at once you must know that it has disappeared. Even with your walking, if you watch your mind with your walking, and then if sensual desire has appeared, it has appeared, it has appeared, it has appeared. As soon as disappeared, it has disappeared, it has disappeared, it has disappeared. With your walking meditation also, you can just do this. So he's telling that this is so important. This is the most important meditation, and even with this, you can attain your enlightenment.
Raga kinde,
dodha kinde,
dodha kinde,
moha kinde,
moha kinde,
raga kinde,
raga kinde,
dodha kinde,
dodha kinde,
moha kinde,
moha kinde,
raga kinde,
raga kinde,
dodha kinde,
dodha kinde,
moha kinde,
moha kinde,
raga kinde,
raga kinde,
dodha kinde,
dodha kinde,
moha kinde,
moha kinde,
raga kinde,
raga kinde,
dodha kinde,
dodha kinde,
moha kinde,
moha kinde,
raga kinde,
raga kinde,
dodha kinde,
dodha kinde,
moha kinde,
moha kinde.
And try to remember to go. So that
raga kinde, dodha kinde, moha kinde, 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 raga kinde, dodha kinde, moha kinde.
It's for yara babi no. Era go atu jago. Jago sabi ro atu jago. Aku se ti de kamata aku ne tini o dabe. Era amyo myo saare.
You have to try which one is suiting you. This is one. Then gradually he will give one after another. Now if this suits you, means you will progress.
Atu bhaja le ho dabe. Tata yo. Ragekyo, todekyo, mokyo, yawujibekwe, tagu baditana, nimana dadu. Tada to yodi, yogi bokwe, yo ragekyo, chin, ragai kong jendi, yo todekyo, chin, todai kong jendi, yo mokyo, chin, moa kong jendi, atisi, pekwe yando, yaya raga toda moa kong jengobre, tagu baditana, nimana dadu, tagu baditana, nimana dadu, wositi soa yi, and a tagu baditana, nimana, yame.
So, Paya is telling that if you are aware of that raga kinde, that is, the raga is already, you have eradicated the raga, that is the sensuous desire, and doda, ill will, you have already got rid of, subdued that doda, which is ill will, and also moha, which is delusion, dullness, you have already subdued, and it is already eradicated, then definitely you have attained the nibbana, which is called the nibbana, ta upa de te
ta neva, ta upa de te ta neva.
Ta upa de te ta neva. That is the first nibbana, when the enlightened being attain their enlightenment, but still they have their body, they have their, you see, the bases. The bases are there, but the being is enlightened.
Kai piyo bo, dwa cha ong so lo pya le. So.
Kadu.
Because the desire, our desire, this endless desire we have, the endless desire, and at the same time the sensuous desire, which is so dangerous, because no sensuous desire is everlasting. They are very, very shortly. Therefore, once we can get rid of this raga, that means we have progressed one step already. And you just go on doing your mindful breathing, and then you will find that it may reappear. Again, the same thing, you have to notice your what is appearing. As soon as it appears, you must be mindful that it has appeared, and as soon as it disappears, you must be aware of that it is disappearing. And so he's telling that these are the three. If one can get rid of these three, then one can attain the enlightenment definitely. But enlightenment remaining with the basis. And so here I think I don't have to talk anything else more, because he has already given what is necessary and what is important, and the only thing is that we need to follow his instruction. And one thing I just want to say, that here the practice that Sarupriya he emphasizes is always the Satipatthana. His emphasis is always on Satipatthana, because with the mindfulness practice, you will find that all of us, according to him, we are searching. We are searching for that happiness and peace of mind. And sometimes we try to search outside of us, and we try to find this happiness and peace outside of us, but this happiness and peace, they are only the attributes of our mind. And so we have to have, according to him, Sarupriya always talks about the right understanding. Only when we can have the right understanding, then we can change the pattern of this life, and then we can get this peace and happiness. And peace and happiness we can never get from outside world. It exists within. Therefore, we have to do the purification of this mind. Doing the purification of this mind, that means we have to do it by the introspection or self-observation. And this practice, what Sarupriya is emphasizing, it is Satipatthana. That is, Sati means mindfulness, Patthana means to establish. That is the establishment of mindfulness. And this, about this practice, I'm sure all of you, most of you, are doing here, and some of you have also read about the Satipatthana Sutta. There also Lord Buddha, while he was giving the discourse on the Satipatthana Sutta, there also he emphasized on the Satipatthana. He said, O Bhikkhu, the only way to attain your enlightenment is by doing, be heedful, be mindful. Then only you will get your enlightenment. And in the same book, he talks to his disciples and tells them it takes only 7 years to attain your enlightenment if you are mindful. Again, in the next sentence, he tells his bhikkhus that, O bhikkhus, it is not 7 years, it is 6 years. Then again in the next sentence he says that, O bhikkhus, it is not even 6 years, it is not even 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And in the last sentence he comes down to 7 days. So from here we find that it is not the matter of time, but it is the intensity of the practice. If we can practice in a very intensive way, in a sincere way, in a serious way, that means we must be honest to ourselves. And if we are honest to ourselves, then we can attain our enlightenment. And this practice for Serapia is just now he is emphasizing that this is a very, very old practice, very old technique of meditation of India. And this was long lost to the humanity, and this was rediscovered by Gautama Buddha about 2,600 years ago. And this practice, Satipatthana, if you do seriously, the result will be the Vipassana. Vipassana means it is insight. Here we talk about that we do Vipassana, but we don't do Vipassana, we do Satipatthana, and the benefit is that we develop the insight which is called Vipassana. V means extraordinary. Passana comes from the Pali word pas, to see. What we see something extraordinary, very special. That is, we see nothing but the change in our psychophysical phenomena, because in our mind we have a fixed idea that something always stays there. But once we start this Satipatthana, this mindfulness practice, and you will find that in both mind and body, nothing lasts. There is change, the ceaseless change in the mind and the ceaseless change in the body, and that you will experience while you will practice this Satipatthana. You will see that both mind, body, there is the movement, and this movement is going on ceaselessly. And over and above, you will experience not only the impermanence characteristics of the objects, but also you will experience something that which will give us kind of pain. When you see that things are changing so much, it gives kind of confusion, it gives us kind of despair, it gives kind of feeling of hopelessness, pain in our mind, dissatisfactoriness. So you will again experience the second characteristics, that is the dissatisfactoriness. Then, as you practice and practice, you will find that nothing in the world, things looks like bubbles in the water. As soon as you touch, it breaks. Nothing is solid. Everything looks so empty. There is nothing that you can refer to, and there is no one that you can just complain to, and it is all empty, and things are all insubstantial, things are without any entity. So these three characteristics, as you will do this practice, you will experience in your practice, and these are the three characteristics that you see things as they are and not as they appear to be. And now this meditation, that mindfulness meditation, all of you know that this has been recommended long, long ago by all the saints and seers, the philosophers, and also the psychologists. But nobody has recommended any kind of technique for this kind of practice. But Lord Buddha, he gave us the technique how to be mindful and how to watch our mind. And all of you know that if you become mindful, and the benefit, the most three important benefit are that you become very, very alert, you become precise, and at the same time in your thought, speech, and also in your deed, you become very, very careful. So these are the three attributes you at once get as you become mindful. And when once you are unmindful, you know what it can happen, that all the disturbances, all the disharmony that we face in our life because we are unmindful. And so Paya, Serapia, he emphasizes on Satipatthana practice very much, because he wants all at least the people here, they should attain the first stage of sainthood. So he is given the very simple instruction, and with this simple instruction, I'm sure all of you can progress a lot. And this meditation, what we talk, it is not something that we need to think that we have to keep up all our virtues, and after keeping the virtues, then we can get our concentration, and after getting the concentration, then we can get our insight. No doubt, virtues, concentration, and insight, these are the integral, and these are almost essential factor for our enlightenment, for our nirvana. But at the same time, we just cannot accept many, many theories that people talk about. If you have to meditate, you need to be completely moral, you need to observe this, you need to observe that. Serapia just gave only 5 precepts. He didn't give us anything like a Herculean task. He just gave us only 5 precepts and talking about only 3 things that we need to get rid of. So it is not that thing that we need to be this and that. If we think that we need to be completely holy, then we need to wait for many, many years, because nobody in this world, he or she can say that I'm completely perfect. If you have to be like that, then you have to wait something like that. I'll take my bath when the ocean will be completely calm. That will never be meditation. It will be a kind of procrastination. But at the same time, again, we have to think that anything worthwhile is we cannot achieve overnight. Anything worthwhile needs patience, tolerance, and forgiveness. Now, with this simple instruction, my brothers and sisters, let us practice and see whether we are getting it or not. And with these few words, I want to practice instead of talking.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.